All right, I believe we should be good to go now. Mess with a couple things up here. So we will start off by throwing it to Terry.
Thank you very much, Jake, and welcome back to Community Comments. And thanks for everyone's patience as we work through some technical difficulties, especially Congressman Glenn Grothman. Congressman, thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to be on the show.
Terrific. I know your time is valuable, yeah. So we'll
and
get right to it.
Glad to be back in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. I'll bet it is. If you have a question or a comment for the congressman, feel free to join the conversation. You can call or text at 920-887-9595 or call us here at the studio in Beaver Dam at 885-4446. So, Congressman, why don't you just give us some of your thoughts about the recently wrapped up session in Washington?
Well, I think the highlight, of course, was what Donald Trump refers to as the big, beautiful bill. There were things in there that have to be done that I think are going to improve America for a long period of time. We really have a much more robust government as far as removing people from this country who shouldn't be here and not letting more people in. So that was a good thing. We have stability in our tax structure. Together with some changes. The changes were ones largely promised by President Trump in his campaign. One more time, President Trump looking to help the average guy, you know, less taxes on overtime, less taxes on tips, you know, the deduction on cars in this country are on interest paid on domestic cars purchased in this country. So all the way across the board, I think those things are all positive. The downside, to be honest, is it's very rare when the Republicans have the Senate, the House, and the presidency. And you would think, given that we are borrowing 26% of our budget, that now would be the time to say no on some of the spending. And Doge certainly did a good job of pointing out that in the past, Congress has not been tough on spending. But really, we really did not do a very good job at all. I tried very hard to remove something called the low-income housing tax credit, which I think primarily benefits property developers, wealthy property developers. The Republicans, and I've got to find out the reason for this, actually increased that credit, so we're going to be giving more money to property developers, which I don't like. I think there's a lot of evidence out there that we have probably way too many people working, non-uniformed people in the Defense Department. It doesn't look like we're planning on making much of a dent there. So that is the biggest disappointment about it, and it is a huge disappointment.
I can imagine one of the things you're concerned about is the fact that the bill increases the deficit by roughly $3.5 trillion.
Well, that's a little bit misleading because we knew we had to keep the tax cuts that are, or the tax cuts that were put in place in the 2017 tax cuts. And that was kind of baked in the cake. So when they talk about increasing the deficit, to me, preventing a tax increase, which would have been devastating to the economy, I will just say that given the new tax cuts in there, there was every reason for the Republicans to say no to spending, and they really swung and missed there.
One part of the big, beautiful bill that is causing a lot of consternation would be the millions that will be losing their health insurance under Medicaid. Roughly 10 million Americans and possibly anywhere from 71,000 to 111,000 people in Wisconsin. You know, what can...
I don't buy
go
that.
Ahead, go ahead.
I really don't buy that. You got to remember, in order to keep your Medicaid, first of all, it doesn't include disabled people. It doesn't include children. In order to keep it, if you're an able-bodied adult, all you have to do is work or volunteer for 20 hours a week, and you have another year and a half before that provision kicks in, so you certainly have a lot of time to plan for it. And I'll tell you, a lot of people out there working have large deductibles, $5,000 deductibles, something like that. To say people are barely working, in order to qualify for Medicaid, which is really, I would describe it as a Cadillac healthcare plan, better than I think most people who work in the private sector are getting. To say you have to work 20 hours a week, I think is bare bones minimum. And for people to complain about that is ridiculous. Again, I'll emphasize, we are right now borrowing 26% of our federal budget. We are already paying a seventh of the budget in interest expense. To expect us to just to continue along the Medicaid portion of that budget to explode is just ridiculous.
Just one more question about Medicaid, and it seems like there is some help for hospitals, which could potentially otherwise lose a lot of support that they're accustomed to getting under Medicaid.
Right. We have a provision in there which will particularly be helpful to what we'll refer to as rural hospitals. And it seems right now as though they're satisfied with it. So another alarmist thing, you know, this is going to be horrible and hospitals are closed. I do not think that's true at all. And when we talk to our rural hospitals, they are not ringing the alarm here.
Another thing I'm sure you're very eager to talk with your constituents about is Dillon's Law, the bill that you introduced.
Right, right.
And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hopefully it'll pass this time. We just missed last time. We already have a similar law in effect for the state of Wisconsin, but we want to make it easier and put a little carrot in there for states around the country to educate the public on an EpiPen. You know, it's named after Dillon, who was a 21-year-old in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, really active guy. He wound up dying of a bee sting. And this can happen. You know, it can happen on what you eat, tree nuts, that sort of thing. It would be much better off if we had more people trained on using an EpiPen to save these people in case something would happen. And this bill will kind of push the states into offering more training opportunities and provide exemptions for people who use EpiPens in case they're worried about liability. But it's something, regardless of what happens to Bill, your listeners should familiarize themselves with, so that if, particularly if they have a friend, a relative, or just are around somewhere where somebody does go into shock, that you are prepared to save that person. Because it's so tragic. I mean, you look at this guy, 21 years old, active, popular guy, who would think you'd die of a bee sting, but that's what happened.
Yeah, anecdotally, it seems anyway that, we're more and more likely to come across a situation where we might be in a position to have to help somebody with an EpiPen.
Correct. And that's why it's good to have as many people prepared to do that as possible.
Yeah, and we've seen this happen with, like, defibrillators and with CPR. So I'm thinking you're hoping that this will be a kind of the next way that we can make it easier for people to access the kind of help they need in an emergency.
Absolutely. Know how to use it and have more people walking around with the EpiPen so they're ready to go in case something does happen.
So Dillon Mueller was from Michicot, I understand.
Correct. That's, for those of you who don't know, that's a little bit north of Manitowoc.
Sure. And he had a bee sting, and a number of things can trigger an epileptic seizure.
Absolutely. Foods, nuts. And it seems over time there are more people allergic to things. So I think it's important, particularly if you know somebody in your family, to get one of these EpiPens and make sure you know how to use it, because you never know when it's going to come into play. And a lot of times people can eat things they don't think, say, tree nuts are in there, all of a sudden, boom, they have a hard time breathing and look out. So you never know when you're going to use it.
Yeah, most of the, well, I don't know if it's most of the time, but oftentimes, you know, somebody passes along something that has an ingredient in it. They don't know. Their intentions are good, but mistakes happen.
Right, exactly.
I think it might be important to note out that this is a bipartisan bill. You're introducing it with Debbie Dingell, right, of a Democrat of Michigan. So it would,
right,
seem like it we would get support across the board.
I would hope so. I hope if we get it to the floor, we get almost unanimous vote. Like I said, I'm trying to get more Democrats on the bill, and hopefully we'll be in good shape here.
Any other highlights from the recently wrapped up session?
No, I think we are going to, well, we're working on a budget right now, which is the regular spending. Kind of, we have two types of spending in Washington. What we call discretionary spending, which we can pass with 51 votes in the Senate. And that was like the so-called big, beautiful bill. We're going to come back with another bill sometime in the next 6 months. And then we have our regular budget. And we'll see whether the Republicans can finally be a little bit frugal there. I believe the Trump administration, because I know some people over there, the DOGE committee, when they say there are a very large number of people working in Washington who don't work that hard. And we have right now over 900,000 non-uniform personnel in the military. Right now, we're planning on reducing that by about 45,000, which is ridiculous. I've talked to people in the Trump administration. They believe there are many, many people in the District of Columbia area. And I know this to be true because I know people who are working in the Department of Defense. People working maybe 20% of the time, which is ridiculous. This has been going on for years. We'll see whether Congress can step up and reduce the employment, particularly in the agencies around Washington, D.C. We'll see in the Department of Defense whether we can do a better job of preparing for the next war and not the last war. We learned in the Russia-Ukraine conflict that drones right now were able to destroy very expensive material. And are we going to continue to build big, slow-moving things that maybe were more fitting for World War II than they are today?
I think everyone would agree that trimming, you know, waste from federal spending is a laudable goal. Under DOGE, a lot of positions were eliminated, and on the back end, then a lot of people had to be rehired, especially people in national security and weather forecasting and air traffic control. Will there be any safeguards to make sure that the cuts are a little more precise this time?
Yeah, I think they'll be more precise. You got to remember, President Trump really hit the ground running. Inevitably, some people are going to have to be hired back. But we have six more months under our belt right now. You're talking about bills that, if history is any indication, we're not going to be passed until probably December, even though we'd like to have them passed earlier. So I'm convinced there'll be a lot less problems the initial rollout. But even then, I was talking to somebody the other day. They believe they're reducing in a lot of areas employment in, say, HUD by 25% to a certain extent through the natural layoffs. So that wouldn't be an indication. And again, I will emphasize, the federal government is borrowing 26% of our budget. That is not a small amount, and it's time to take action there.
We are talking to Congressman Glenn Grothman about all things happening in Washington that affect us here in the district. We're going to take a break for the news here, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keep your family comfortable and worry-free with Surefire, rated Dodge County's best in heating and air conditioning. This is Tom Schwartz, your favorite home comfort specialist. Whether it's icy winters or hot summers, Surefire has you covered with expert installations, repairs, and 24/7 emergency service. With Surefire, you're guaranteed top-rated technicians, reliable service, and a cozy home all year round. Need financing? We offer flexible options to make it easy. Visit us today at surefireinc.com to schedule your annual maintenance, our free in-home estimate.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Israeli leaders approving Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and to occupy Gaza City eventually. ABC's Ian Pannell has more from Tel Aviv.
Well, there's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
There's no word on when or where that meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin is supposed to take place. Today was the deadline that Trump gave to Russia to call for a ceasefire in Ukraine or face stiffer economic sanctions. President Trump has directed a ramp up of federal law enforcement in Washington, D.C. Beginning tonight, a high-profile former member of the Doge team recently beaten up by a group of teens in D.C. Police say crime's actually down, though, 26% this year. A fire burning outside Los Angeles, leading to a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Columbia County authorities are investigating a child's death near Partyville Wednesday night. The sheriff's office says a four-year-old child fell off a piece of farm equipment in the town of Marcellon and was very badly injured. The child was pronounced dead after first responders arrived. A Mayville teenager is badly injured after getting struck by the trailer of a semi yesterday. Police say the 19-year-old woman was biking on North Main Street in Mayville when the semi's trailer struck her. She suffered life-threatening injuries. The semi drove away, but authorities pulled the driver over in Hustisford. The 65-year-old Michigan man told police he didn't realize he'd hit anyone. Fox Lake Correctional is getting state money for improvements. The State Building Commission recently approved $110 million for key projects statewide. Improvements at Fox Lake will make parts of the prison more accessible for people with disabilities. Plans are to overhaul the facility's entrance and visitor building to provide a safe, accessible, and welcoming environment. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is looking to add a fourth canine team after a fundraiser next month. The 15th annual canine golf outing is happening September 6th at the Mayville Golf Course. Money raised will go directly to the canine program. Donations help offset ongoing expenses like equipment, training, and veterinary costs. A reminder that local police officers and sheriff's deputies are not calling people demanding they pay fines on the phone. That's been happening a lot around here lately. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Division of Consumer Protection. She says anyone doing that is trying to scam you. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 90. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 72. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 89. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Find contest rules information for 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN on the contest page at dailydodge.com.
Join Visiting Angels for Senior Soundwaves Saturday morning at 8:30. Learn about Matt Thompson, the Director of Client Care for Visiting Angels, and the growth of Visiting Angels nationwide. Senior Soundwaves, presented by Visiting Angels on 95.3 WBEV.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. We are presented by Professional Floor Covering. Did you know that they can take care of your showers? Let their team help you design a shower you can unwind and relax in. From color and material choice to size and arrangement, there are a lot of design choices that need to be made before the beginning of the remodeling process. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website at proflr.com. They are locally owned, Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And now we will jump back into the action here on 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We are pleased to be speaking with Congressman Glenn Grothman on this edition of Community Comment. Maybe you have a question or a comment for the congressman. We invite you to join in the conversation. You can call us or text us at 920-887-9595 or call us right here at the studio in Beaver Dam, 885-4446. Congressman, I'm sure one thing you're eager to talk about is the fact that illegal border crossings have hit a low haven't seen in decades currently.
Well, right, and that can be attributed to President Trump, and really President Trump alone. Congress really didn't even have to do anything there. It just showed the difference between this president and the last president. I think the public should be aware, and probably aren't, that every year we swear in about 850,000 new citizens. So it's not like we're letting nobody in this country. 850,000 new citizens every year. We have about 500,000 people coming here in here on work permits, a little under that coming here on student visas. So it's very easy, or I wouldn't say easy, but millions of people come in the United States every year illegally. And there's no reason to allow people to come in here illegally. Among other things, it's a complete insult to the people who are using the system correctly. And I think it's also dangerous in that you begin to have too many people who are not familiar with the American culture. And that really is one of the major reasons why we can't have unlimited immigration. I will point out, when I was a child, you'd have well under 200,000 people being sworn in as new citizens every year. Again, now we're at 850,000. We're like six times as many people being sworn as new citizens than we did in the 1960s. So nobody should ever say that we're being xenophobic or not allowing people in this country.
Whenever this topic comes up in Wisconsin, one group that is particularly concerned is the agriculture business. And, you know, what is being done to make sure that, you know, Wisconsin's larger farm operations will have the people to work that they need?
Well, right now, over time, of course, things are becoming more mechanized. But I think ultimately there'll be a new immigration bill. Right now we have a lot of work visas for people who are here part-time. Okay, and that's very good for California, the seasonal work done on fruits, on vegetables, that sort of thing. The problem we have in Wisconsin is when it comes down to dairy, you need people here year-round. Ultimately, I think we're going to do something to solve that problem. But first of all, we have to demonstrate that we've gotten a hold of our current immigration, where we have so many people here who we haven't kept track of and, quite frankly, came here illegally. When we know we've got a solid number of those people gone, we can pass a new bill and take care of things like dairy, where you do need people who are working year-round.
And I imagine the numbers coming across the border, this is also having an effect on crimes like fentanyl.
Yes. I think that's almost certainly true. The number of people dying, I believe, we don't have statistics yet, I believe is going to drop and have an effect on crime overall, right? Because you have less people coming here who are not appropriately vetted.
Would you imagine that the slowdown in migrant traffic is due just as much to policies as to what people who may be considering crossing the border are anticipating down the line? They just don't want to take a chance?
Well, I think that's partly true. I mean, there's no question, even when President Trump came here the first time, when really he was not very hawkish on the border at all, his reputation is that he was going to be hawkish, and the number of people who came coming in the country between 2016 and 2017 dropped precipitously. So, right, just President Trump, his reputation is enough to prevent a lot of people from coming here.
There is some speculation, some consideration of the notion that maybe smuggling networks will likely regroup, come with new ways to develop and sneak migrants into the U.S., and that mass deportations will likely create more worker shortage, which will increase the demand for cheap labor and maybe push more people to take some chances.
Well, one thing I will point out, I was talking to somebody in the business community yesterday. They were kind of angry that they were having to pay more for labor. And one of the downsides of this unlimited immigration, many downsides of the Joe Biden let's keep the border open, is you're able to suppress wages. And right now, business, to a certain extent, I think, because not so much immigration, are paying more people to work, in particular in our factories. And that's, again, President Trump looking out for the average guy. When I was in the legislature, one of the big complaints of unions, particularly union carpenters, is we had too many people here illegally, and they were driving down wages of Americans. So I think another benefit you're seeing of President Trump is people, Americans, are making more money.
So the crackdown having an effect, driving wages up, supply and demand.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wish the unions were as grateful as they should be, because like I said, there was a time I would be lobbied when I was in the state legislature consistently, particularly by the carpenters unions, but other trades as well, complaining about we let too many people in this country illegally and their wages were artificially low.
Very good. We're talking to Congressman Glenn Grothman. If you have a question or a comment for the congressman, you can join the conversation at 920-887-9595. That's a call or text, or you can call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. Is there anything else that's being done at the legislative level about the border crossing issue?
No, that's a major thing. I wish they would begin to focus a little bit more on who they're letting in the country. I wish we would, and what I'm trying to push for, is requiring that by people coming here, you're not breaking families apart. You know, if people get divorced in this country, they try to keep both parents near the children. And I know when I was visiting the border, one of the things that the Border Patrol complained about is they saw single parents coming here with children or children coming here by themselves. And maybe, you know, then going to see an uncle or something like that. I hope in the future when we do pass an immigration bill, we do not have a situation in which immigration is causing a family to be torn apart or a child to come here without both mom and dad, if both mom and dad can come here.
We're hearing a lot in the news lately about the fact that ICE is having Immigration and Customs Enforcement is having difficulty rousing up new recruits. In fact, they're offering more pay, bigger bonuses, relaxing some requirements for the job. Does that suggest that maybe the job is still quite substantial for us?
Well, it's a problem. You know, to be honest, though, everywhere people are not finding people to work. You talk to law enforcement right now, and I hate to repeat the numbers I've heard because they're just so amazing. I'd have to confirm them, but the shortages in law enforcement in this state. I heard the other day of one city, they had 20 openings, and the city wasn't, you know, we're not talking about Milwaukee here. So I think that is not as much attributed to ICE as it is to just a general labor shortage in this country, and particular still not getting as many people involved in law enforcement-related activities as we should have.
We're talking to Congressman Glenn Grothman about how the decisions in Washington affect us here at home. We're going to take another quick break here, then be right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Catch the Milwaukee baseball game this Sunday on 95.3 WBEV and listen for the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Then tune in to the 95.3 WBEV morning show the following business day. Be the correct number caller when we ask who was the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player of the Game. Get it right, and you'll win a pair of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Be sure to listen to 95.3 WBEV this Sunday for Milwaukee baseball's Mystery Player of the Game, brought to you by Columbus Family Dental.
Send the kids back to school in style with everything you need from St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. Whether you've got grade schoolers or college freshmen, St. Vincent de Paul has you covered at unbeatable prices. Find furniture deals throughout the store, perfect for snagging that comfy couch, kitchen essentials, and some fresh threads to start the semester right. Shop St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shop smart, save big, and support a great cause at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless for your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Your smile says a lot about who you are. Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can warm a room, brighten someone's day, and make you feel unstoppable. At Columbus Family Dental, we're committed to unlocking the confidence that comes from an unforgettable grin. Family dental, orthodontics, implants, and more. We offer everything dental under one roof. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Health Fair Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Silica for your home has some serious summer savings on now. It's time to save on clearance, blemish, out of the box. It all must go. Save big on laundry, cooking, refrigeration, and more from Whirlpool, GE, and Electrolux. Want some serious summer savings? See Silica for your home for washers, dryers, stoves, refrigerator, freezers, and more now through August 14th.
Hi, I'm Josh Schneider from Silica for your home. Our digital price tags make it convenient and guarantee the lowest price available.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And with one more segment for today's Community Comment, we will send it back to the Daily Dodge TV studios and Terry Bell as you are listening to 95.3 WBEV.
Thank you, Jake, and welcome back to Community Comment. We're talking to Congressman Glenn Grothman. If you have a question or a comment for the Congressman, we invite you to join in the conversation at 920-887-9595 or 885-4446. Congressman, I'm still the new guy here at WBEV. I don't know if you've had a chance to talk about this since your last appearance on the show. But you did get a bill passed that honors a state trooper with naming a post office in Kiel after him.
Right. It was just a tragic situation. It was his, I believe, first week, maybe even first day on the job. And it was reported that there was somebody who had committed a horrible crime north of Fond du Lac. He was in the state patrol. He was called upon to track the person down. He did it. He did everything according to the way he was trained. and the person he tracked down killed him. Just a real tragic situation. We were able to name the local Kiel post office after him, which I think his parents should be so proud of him. What he did here and how well respected he was among his peers, what a great job he did in law enforcement school, and then such a tragedy. Whenever law enforcement is killed, it's a tragedy, but this was particularly horrible because it was such a young person doing exactly what he was trained to do and still wound up dying. But in any event, we have renamed the post office in Kiel, which was his hometown. He died near Fond du Lac, but his hometown was Kiel. And so, yes, it was the least we could do for somebody who made the ultimate sacrifice.
And I believe there will be a dedication coming up in the near future?
Right. I'm not sure what day that is, but we are going to have a ceremony in Kiel.
I know you mentioned at the top of the program that you're happy to be back in Wisconsin. Where are you calling us from today?
Well, I'm going to be in Fond du Lac pretty much all day. Though later today and this weekend in general, I'll be running around the district. We have a parade this weekend in Kiel. By chance, we have the 175th anniversary of Montello, Wisconsin. We have a great car show in Manitowoc. We have Luxembourg Days with moose stripe and a great ethnic dish in Belgium. So we'll be zipping around pretty much wherever we can go.
And I'm sure being in the district gives you an opportunity to talk to your constituents. What are people saying to you and asking you about?
I think they're happy the way things are going. They're happy we have a president who's very active. I can't imagine all the things he's done, or cannot imagine anybody else getting as much done as he did in the first 6 months. So in general, people are happy. They are concerned about the cost of housing. I am working kind of with a study group with President Trump. We know in order to keep America's family strong, in order to have Americans have more children, they're going to need a house. And I know right now there's some houses, not mansions, going up in Dodge County. I'm told they're going for over $400,000. I mean, that obviously is intolerable. I know President Trump is trying to get down interest rates, which helps both the buyer and the people who are building the homes who are always in debt, and their costs are affected by that. But we have a shortage of labor who are building the houses. We don't have enough plumbers. We don't have enough electricians. With the law of supply and demand, those costs are going through the roof. So I know that's a top priority of President Trump. It's another problem he inherited. But I think he expects to, and I'm kind of working with him on this a little bit, he's trying to put some carrots in there so that we don't have as many unnecessary regulations when it comes to building houses or unnecessary fees, which also drive up the cost of new housing. So, but that is on people's minds. I mean, if you know anybody young who wants to start out and build a house or buy a house, that's really tough. So I would say that's the number one concern for people. Otherwise, their concern is let's go, go, go. They're happy with what President Trump is doing. Now, I'll say this. The places where I show up, I think, are disproportionately Republican. Okay, if I show up at a county fair, somewhere like that, if I show up at a church festival, those are normally family-oriented events. We are going to get more conservative type of families, I think. So it's not like I'm getting a cross-section of the population, but the people who I see are, like I said, conservative sort of people. I'm sure when I get to Montello this weekend, when I get to Belgium, when I get to Kiel, when I get to Manitowoc, car shows is another thing that I think attracts disproportionately conservative people. But those people are very happy with what President Trump is doing.
It sounds like you've been fortunate to not get into the kind of situations we hear about in the news around the country, where some congressmen and congresswomen, particularly Republican, are running into some pretty hostile groups of people.
Oh, they're out there. They have protested my office in Fond du Lac. If you go to the farmer's market in Oshkosh, which is one of the biggest in the state, just about every Saturday you have a group of 20 or 25 people there, and that's organized. But when you just have people showing up at a church festival or a car show or a county fair, we had three county fairs last weekend, Ozaukee, Winnebago, Green Lake. I think they attract more wholesome Republican sort of people.
You mentioned housing. Are there any other priorities that you really want to address when you do get back to Washington?
Well, the Trump administration claims they're going to help have me help them put together some sort of welfare reform. The biggest problem with welfare, and I've got to educate people on this, is that it is very anti-family. Okay? When you look at all the benefits that began and have been expanded since the 60s, be it food stamps or Medicaid or housing assistance or earned income tax credit or Pell Grants, they all have a big penalty for people who get married. And I think that's the primary reason why in the 50s or 60s, maybe 4 or 5% of the children were born without a mother and father at home. That number is now over 40%. So you've really changed American families. And there were people who don't like having a father in the home. You know, the radical feminists from the 1960s, I think, had a big influence on how the Democrat Party viewed families. And a lot of those, there are quotes out there from very famous people in the 60s who really did not want men in the home. And that's what the welfare system has created. I think we've got to, it's going to be hard to get rid of all those perverse incentives, but we've got to reduce, you know, it's ridiculous that if a woman marries the father of her children, she loses $30,000 in government benefits, but that can happen. So that's what I would like to work on. I intend to get back and meet with the Trump people before the rest of Congress comes back the second week in September.
We just have a couple of minutes left. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap things up?
No, I'll try to get to Dodge County for something or other. And if I get by there, I know it's going to be a while before we have Audubon days in Mayville. But hope to see you. And just if you see me, come up to me and let me know you listened to me on WBEV.
Very good. Congressman Glenn Grothman, it's been an hour well spent. Want to thank you for taking some time with us. Hope you'll be able to join us again soon.
Very good, Terry.
Thank you. You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Have a great weekend.